You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com. No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I am Major Seventh. I make beats and I have the t-shirts to prove it. And to my left, as always, is the one and only Longevity.
Hello.
Hello, sir. To my left, as always, is the one and only DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
Good to see you, brother.
Likewise.
Got some nice cup there.
Yeah, I got a regular cup because I got some water earlier.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to use two cups, so I decided to just use the same cup.
Okay. It's a nice house cup there.
Yep.
Okay.
And do it look like I was left out bamboozy?
No. No, you definitely was on there. We cool. See you. Hey. Thank you. To the right, as always, the incomparable DJ Schools.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Fighting the allergies a little hoarse today, but mm-hmm. You know, I'm a soldier, so we in here.
Yep, I got some allergies too, man.
Man, they get me all the time right around trees. Like a week or two before trees, I start getting...
So you've had allergies for the last
3 years?
Yes. Yeah, about two or three.
That's
the last
it?
Two, for the little one last year, definitely this one.
Hmm. Never had them before?
No, I've had them, but they didn't choose to do it at this time. Like, yeah. Normally they'll just be random. But now it's like every week before trees, it's going
to
happen.
I'm really interested to hear more of your logic.
Yeah. You know, allergies can come and go now. They have a season, but they can still pollen out there in the streets. It can happen.
You had a song called The Season.
I did. My Season.
My Season.
Yeah. You might hear that at trees. We'll get into that later.
All
right. Episode 43.
43.
I don't have a number.
Jack Sigma.
Jack Sigma. Spools.
I looked it up. I mean,
I don't even know
like
who that is. That.
It's a basketball
Jack
player.
Jack Sigma, Dennis Eckersley, Richard Petty.
Okay.
Dennis yeah. Eckersley is big. Petty is big.
Yeah. Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu's big.
I think I don't we know, have man. To, and I'm not even like a... I don't dislike NASCAR, but I'm not a fan. I don't follow it like that. But I think Richard Petty is probably what we have to...
He's the...
NASCAR's been like in, NASCAR's these, like, been in the
that
news.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, was. 200 wins.
Yeah, we can go Richard Petty. I can respect that. You cool with that?
RP for your bungo.
And I wasn't looking for that segue, but okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Richard Petty.
You never know. Yeah. You never know with this guy.
You never know. We'll go to Richard Petty episode for 43, New Old Heads podcast. Go to bringingdowntheband.com. Find all the information there.
Yep.
So, gentlemen, I want to go ahead and jump in. Steve Bannon is another member of the carousel at
Hunger
the White
Games.
House. Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
He is he's out of there.
Just look and up in the sky and he's
out of there.
He's out of there. That's my best Boston accent. I can't do anything.
He's out of there.
That was your best one? Okay.
Yeah, he's out of there.
Right. Over there.
Check this out, though. This is a quote.
Okay.
Over here.
Check this out. So, it says, while exiting far right, exiting stage far right on Friday, Mr. Bannon referred to himself as Bannon the Barbarian.
Ooh.
And declared that he was jacked up and that's ready awesome. To crush the opposition.
That's awesome.
On behalf of President Trump. I thought that was like Mean Gene Okerlund or somebody like WWF back in the 80s. Like,
well,
who
I'll
says
tell you
that?
What, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So basically, long story short, Bannon is stepped down.
Are you referring to Bannon the Barbarian?
Yes, okay, I am. Right. Bannon the Barbarian.
Just want to make sure.
Bannon the Barbarian has stepped down, and he is eager to go on his boy's behalf now that he's out of the White House system, if you will, or the carousel, is what I call it, the carnival. He's out of the carnival now, so he can go back to his news ways and go pro 45 as hard as possible. So do we think that is going to, is he more of a threat as someone that's close to the White House, or is he more of a threat as someone that is out in the open, free, with free reign to do and move as he pleases with minimal to no restrictions, we'll say. Spools.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think it's the same either way?
Yeah. Is that what he's saying? He's still like a big Trump supporter?
Oh, he said he's going even hard. He's going to go even harder now because he's out from under the quote-unquote position of being an advisor.
Right, I understand.
For the president. So now he's like, I can go back to what I was. I can go back into the media format. I can be reckless. He even said something to the effect of, I can use all of my old tools and weapons now. Like, this dude is really hype about going back into the media and being a member of the media.
He has to put on that face, though.
But I don't,
you think so?
And I don't want to be like, I want to be accurate with this, but Breitbart is who he wrote for.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Isn't there some definitely alt-right-ish, and I don't even know if that's the right term. Yeah, it's a...
That's pretty much it, isn't it, alone, in terms of...
I don't know if that's where it spawned from, but it might be. I probably should fact-check that. I think that might be actually where the alt-right terminology
spawned. He's always been
pro
that side, though, right? Or I don't want to misquote, but hasn't he always been pro that side?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, openly, though, right?
There's been some, like I would say borderline or if not totally racist things that have been like written or have come out from that
right
media outlet or things I would consider to be as such.
Right.
Yeah. So great. Good for him. Go back to being a,
yeah, Donald,
a dickhead.
Awesome. Donald Trump.
He was always a dickhead anyway. So.
Right.
Donald Trump's campaign chief.
He looks like he smells like salami sandwiches.
I hate salami. Go ahead.
No, that's where it was.
I'm a fan, but.
That's where it was formed.
Not as much okay. anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to smell like it, though. Mm-mm. He needs to wash his face, too.
He needs to wash his face. He's out here with a dirty, dirty face.
I was listening to you, Sean. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was, too.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything else to say.
I couldn't hear you over the salami. I'm sorry.
Over the salami.
No, that's where the alt-right terminology, I believe, was formed.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So
Spencer
yeah.
founded AlternativeRight.com in 2010. And in 2016, he made a statement, we're the platform for the alt-right. So, from Breitbart.
Gotcha. Nice.
So, cool, great.
Diff, any thoughts?
He's exactly who we thought he was.
Nope. Yeah.
Shout out to Denny Green, rest in peace.
Other than his alt-right buddy that was on that documentary watch last week. You see the YouTube video where he was crying?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't have his name handy. It was Chris.
Who cares what his name is?
Fair yeah. enough. So
Chris Tears.
We watched the, I see what you did there. We watched the, is it Vice?
Yeah.
The Vice documentary,
Vice
right?
Doc, yeah.
So I posted that on Instagram. We were kind of watching that to, one, just to get a feel for the whole event.
He was real rah-rah on that too, wasn't
when
he?
We talk about rah-rah, I'm talking about.
Some people are going to die. They're going to die. Like, he's going to happen.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but he's like, yeah, like, whoever we have to kill in order to yeah. make a point, we'll
he
do that.
He actually makes the comment like verbatim, we are not nonviolent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the young lady the young lady that's following them around from
and
Vice is just like, she's looking around like, are you guys, is this serious? Yeah. Like, we talked about it last week in terms of the organization and everything of how they came together for that protest or whatever you want to call it. But I actually sat back and I was like, this guy can't be serious crying and asking for forgiveness at the thought of being jailed or being sent to jail.
Like, he wasn't asking for forgiveness. He was mm-hmm. just afraid of being...
Is that what it was?
Having a warrant out for him.
Yeah.
I thought he was... Oh, that's what it was. Okay,
yeah,
I took it wrong.
Just
I thought he
understand
was,
why he had a warrant.
Yeah.
For his arrest.
He correct. Turned pussy real quick.
Quick. That's not the guy that we saw in the Vice documentary.
Oh, he was the dude that they talked to.
Oh,
like
it is.
He had like six or seven guns on him too. Yeah, like just came into some.
It's like sometimes you lose your AKs.
Yeah, it's like,
he sounds like a Canadian from South Park.
Hey,
I saw a coward in that video. I didn't see a coward in Vice.
Coward.
In the Vice, fake out here quoting these fake dope prices, man. I said you a coward. Shout out to Pimp C. Rest in peace. But Jig Diff, that was a coward.
Oh, speaking of Pimp C, you see Bun B run up on dude.
I did. It was on the college campus.
Yeah.
Some guy flipped him off or something like that. He didn't think Bun saw him. So Bun walks up, runs through, like, not runs, but walks fast through the
A very fast walk.
Very fast walk through a crowd, like, avoiding people, and walks up on dude and just screams on him, like, yo, what's up now? Like, I saw you flip me off, like, in public, not caring about anything.
Huh.
Like, he pissed Bun off, man. I hadn't seen dude that mad before.
Dang.
It was pretty dope, though, actually.
Yeah. Because
dude was like, oh. Wait, dude, what are you doing, man?
He had on
like,
his Trump shirt.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah. He's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, Bun's like, so you glad like you ain't just flipping y'all?
Yeah.
He is a little more animated.
Well,
I'll
have to check that out.
Paraphrasing.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Bun definitely, he went hard. He's very pissed off.
He might have called him a bitch to his face. I think that's what he did.
You know, we fool with Bun. We pro Bun on this show. So he's a college and he's a college professor as well. He said that. He stunned on him. But he was like, I'm a college professor. You know what I mean? Like, it was very interesting. Yeah. I like that. So shout out to Bun. But I guess that's enough of the,
the big top. Fuck him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Trump looked at this at the eclipse.
He did with his dumb ass.
Talk that talk that talk.
That's just dumb.
That's exactly what that. At least let the horn go all the way out.
All the way out.
Yeah, go again.
Again?
Hold on, let's reset it again. Say what
with his dumb ass.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
We got sound effects.
There's a
yeah.
Is it called GIF? Is that how you pronounce it?
GIF.
It's a GIF.
GIF.
No,
that's not what it really is. You're trying to send me off.
I mean, Jeezer. It's pronounced guh.
Amen.
Waiting on spools.
He wasn't up on his electric company episodes back in the day.
Hmm. So spools.
What's up, man?
How would you say it?
GIF.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I said it like spools said it. So y'all gonna still try to diss me?
No.
Jiffy pop.
I'm sipping my drink.
I see. Anyway.
Tell us about the GIF that you saw.
Well, it's really a GIF.
That's what I said.
No.
Mike actually doesn't know what to call it right
now. I'm trying to find the right terminology. Clear.
It's
y'all,
GIF.
Like, y'all keep playing with me like I'm 5 years old.
Make sure that he gets, like, exactly. Is that the right way to say it?
GIF.
Y'all playing with me.
And like, Sean won't let him, like,
it's like the little kid in the room. Like, we're going to let him keep saying it.
I actually don't care. I've always said GIF, and if GIF is how it really is pronounced, I really don't give a shit.
GIF.
It's GIF.
Why are you trying to make me look stupid?
I wasn't. I didn't know.
GIF. I saw.
I thought you
don't
was
Don't you
Joshua.
Get gifts at Christmas?
It has a T in it.
GIF.
So you just take the T off, so that leaves GIF.
First of all,
call it the resident from now on.
You add the T, so it becomes GIFT.
I hear the phrase Axe King daily, so.
Well, you know that's not right.
I do.
Shout out to your mom.
Yeah, your mother's an English teacher, correct?
I vent to her about that, because there's no X in
I was just asking.
Yeah, but the GIF we'll go with. He just keeps looking up, and he goes down, and he keeps looking up, and I'm like, this is just the greatest symbol of this presidency through six months? Where we at?
Too long?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I was amazed, because I'm like, how many times do you hear people say, do not look directly into an eclipse? And he's just like, oh, cool. I feel like
he was smiling and stuff.
Yeah, he was smiling real hard. I feel like I have to apologize to Mrs. Trump, because I really think she's the smartest person in that relationship. Like, I had
why do you have to apologize to her?
She's not too smart.
Here's the thing, though. I had her pegged, and this is my fault. I had her pegged as, you know, she just got it with him for the bread. And I played her intelligence. Like, she was just with him for the bread, and she's just along for the ride. But I actually think she probably, from what I see, she may have more common sense than he does.
It doesn't matter at this point, though.
No,
because she's in a awkward position.
Okay,
she can't do anything about it.
Okay,
what's she gonna do?
That's fair. I was just trying to give her peace because he's an idiot. So.
It's just when being a thought goes wrong is what happens.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll roll with that then.
Yep.
I was just trying to give her some peace. Can I still give her peace?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, JDF says I can't give her peace.
Nope.
That's what it is. We did get breaking news on our on our taping day here. NBA-wise, we've kind of stepped back on the sports. But this is big. Kyrie Irving is going to the Boston Celtics. He has been traded from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he's going to Boston. Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, draft pick, and another guy. I can't think of his name. They will be coming to Cleveland. Hmm. Initial thoughts. Spools.
That's interesting. I'm curious to see how Thomas and LeBron will get along. It's a good move, I think, for Boston. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think Boston can give Cleveland at least a run for their money, maybe a little bit more than they did last year this year.
Think so?
Yep.
Kyrie's young, but...
He is very young.
Maybe it adds a little bit of depth to Cleveland, maybe? A little bit? I don't know.
I said the same thing.
You know,
but it left such a large hole. Like, Kyrie leaving is such a large hole.
I mean, Isaiah's a scorer, too.
It's not as big as you think when you think about Thomas averaged 30 last year.
But Kyrie is not just a just a scorer, though.
True.
Oh, no, man.
Kyrie's also, and not to mention, I mean, you know, Thomas is great. I'm not taking anything away. Like, Kyrie's like 7 inches taller than him, too. So he can, like, seriously, he is. I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think he's.
Kyrie's what, 6'2", 6'1"?
That's being generous. I thought he was more like 6'4".
No, Kyrie's 6'1". Yeah, he's not that tall.
Okay.
6'2", maybe.
All right, well, no, I just think he can. He's a really good defender, Kyrie is, or can be, you know, when he wants to be.
I think, and the, like, Crowder pickup is pretty decent.
Yeah, he's young. He's a defender.
That's good bench depth.
Do you remember who the other guy is? You said it's a draft pick, too?
Yeah, so 2018.
So Cleveland might have actually, I mean.
I think it's actually good on Cleveland.
It's actually kind of decent. Now, granted, Isaiah's older.
Yeah.
A little older. So he's, what, 30?
He's coming off an injury, too. So
yeah, there's, you know, that.
We'll see.
I'll say this. Is not what the Pacers did.
Oh, they have.
By any means.
The Pacers.
So it's a good trade in my eyes.
Oh, it's better than what the Pacers
because
got.
Because the Celtics are benefiting.
Yep.
And the Cavs are benefiting.
Really is. Which is rare when
and
you
And they
get...
just got, what's dude from Utah?
Gordon Hayward. Shout out to Butler.
Yeah, he signed with the Celtics as well. So
what's their squad look like?
That's a nice squad.
So they'll have Al Horford. They'll have Kyrie.
Which is big.
Gordon Hayward. I'm trying to think who else will be in the starting line. They got a couple good young kids too.
Avery's not there anymore.
Avery,
right?
Bradley's in Detroit now, so he's gone. So they lost him. He's a great defender. They
wasn't
lost
he
him.
A part of a trade though?
Don't quote me on that, but I think Avery Bradley went to Detroit. Was it in a part of a trade for some picks? Could have been.
Yeah, I'll look it up real quick.
But yeah, Avery Bradley's gone, so they lost. They lost two defenders, in Crowder and Avery Bradley. Those are two good young wing defenders, but
yeah.
I want to see what happens because I still think Cleveland might try to flip Isaiah Thomas.
Marcus Morris.
And get somebody else.
They got Marcus
Morris. Smart. He's still there.
Marcus Morris is who
Marcus Morris, yep, from Detroit. So.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a solid
He's
four.
Very solid. Yeah, he's very solid. So we'll see. It's too early for me. I need to see if they flip Isaiah Thomas or not, if he's going to stay there. If they can't flip him, then they'll have to make adjustments. We'll see what happens, but. I like Kyrie, man. Wish him nothing but the best. He gave Cleveland some good years, so he's going to get a chance to do his thing. That's what he wants to do, so we'll find out.
Did Boston trade draft picks, or did they end up drafting somebody?
They
traded down.
Yeah, they traded, yep.
Did they?
The Sixers, I think, got first, and they took Fultz.
Fultz, yeah. All right.
Still curious to see how Minnesota is going to be this year.
I am, too.
Butler, Towns, Wiggins. You know, Teague, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be pretty decent.
Yeah.
But they're in the Western Conference, so.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And George went to Oklahoma City, right?
Yep.
Yes, 1 year. He has 1 year left.
Him and Russell together.
I think he might end up being stuck there.
They got Magic for tampering, low-key.
Yeah, so if they got the Lakers for tampering with Paul George.
Which he really wasn't.
Block. I mean, technically he was.
He, but the thing is, on the, what show was that?
The Late Show or something.
Kimmel, it may have been Kimmel. He's talking about, yeah, if I see Paul, we're friends, so I see him, that's my guy, that's what's up. He's like, but I probably just wink at him, like, yeah, you know, you
that's
can come
all,
to Lakers.
That's all that we know.
Yeah, it could be more.
So
could be more.
I'm sure there's more, but yeah, they can pretty much block him going to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like when,
there's a legal team on it now.
What's his name? Who was going to the Lakers, and they blocked that
Chris
trade.
Paul.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, yep. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. And he ended up going to Clippers.
Clippers, yep. So if PG is stuck in Oklahoma City or can't go to the Lakers, you know, what does he do? Does he come sign with LeBron and come back to Cleveland? Because he said he would have done that if it wasn't for the Lakers. So the Pacers are like, nah, we're not about to give you to LeBron and keep you in the division.
I don't think LeBron won't be there next year.
He'll be in Los Angeles with the Lakers.
No, I hope not.
I don't think LeBron would go to the Lakers.
Bless you.
Bless.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
Where'd you see him going?
I hope
no. I feel like if he goes to the Lakers, he's going to tarnish what he's got going on. I mean, you left Cleveland. You've played against great Lakers squads.
Yep.
Kobe is now retired. They're not going to retire a statue for the Lakers.
No.
It's too late in his career to be a staple in Staples Center.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't see that being a smart move on his part to go to the Lakers.
I say keep that 2018 draft pick. You flip that and you stay in Cleveland and try to get somebody to come there because you've already.
I see him going to Houston.
Nah, I don't want him to go
to
Houston.
Is there something? Yeah, that would be interesting. Is there something alienating about LeBron James, do you think?
I'm not sure. I wonder. Perhaps.
As far as.
Like the fact that Kyrie basically just doesn't want to play with him.
They said Kyrie didn't even speak to anybody during the playoffs.
Yeah, there was a stretch where he wasn't talking to guys. And with Kyrie, he also was mad because he thought LeBron wanted him traded when he actually didn't. So I guess it was miscommunication. But the kid is 25, man. Like, he's like, I'm tired of being the sidekick. I'm tired of being the guy that everybody says is the sidekick to LeBron. I want to see what I can do. But I've always said this, be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. So now, when you're the guy on the team, everybody can game plan for you. You don't have the best player in the world on your side, taking all that attention away.
Yeah,
from
he averaged the most points, I think, in his career.
This is his best season ever last year.
From a scoring standpoint.
So it's going to be a lot harder now because everybody's focusing on you.
He was that guy before LeBron got there for a couple years, wasn't he?
He was, and we saw what that did.
He's good.
He was good, but they
didn't have any. They had nobody around him. They didn't have Love. They didn't have all these other players that they've gotten.
But when LeBron had nobody,
they still went to the final.
Oh, he's not LeBron James.
Yeah.
That's the mistake I've been making. Yeah. You can't compare the two. Yeah. I agree with that. But
because he pretty much had the exact same squad that LeBron had before he went to the Heat.
Well,
he took them all the way to the finals.
Oh, yep. Cleveland was trash when he dragged them to the finals. Yeah. But
it's like Eric Snow.
I made that mistake. Comparing them, they're not peers in terms of talent. But I wish them well, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see what happens. So Uncle Drew, he's going to Boston. Pull up my little my trusty list here as I have my
interesting
phone.
Real quick while you're doing that,
yes, sir.
We lost a great activist over the weekend. Man.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
And
I knew him. Yeah. Dick Gregory, 84. Mr. Gregory used to come to my branch in D.C. when I worked for a bank in D.C. Whenever he would get speaking engagements, checks, or anything like that, he would come in and cash the checks, right? So the first time he came in, I took his check and I looked at him. I was like, he was like, yeah, man, yeah, you know, that type of thing. He uptight all the time. No nonsense. So I was like, you need to get this cashed? He was like, yeah, I came in the other day and they're giving me issues. I said, all right. So I walk over to my tellers. They're younger than us. I said, why did y'all not cash this check? I said, this is what I told them. I said, after I told them to cash it, I said, do y'all know who this is? I said, just Google this name. So I had the little girl. She Googled the name and she came back. She was like, Mike, he next to Muhammad Ali. He next to Jimi Hendrix. He next to Malcolm X. I didn't know all that. I said, yes. I said, you don't realize who that was. I said, that's an icon.
He got arrested with Martin Luther King.
Arrested with?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm telling him, like, this is history that's in this branch. Ever since then, he would come to me to get his checks cashed. So you don't get a chance to just sit there and get jewels from Dick Gregory or talk to him, let alone get jewels from him. He would always stop by my office. We'd talk for like 10, 15 minutes. And he's just giving me bars. I'm asking him questions. He's telling me about Malcolm. He's telling me about Martin. I'm like, this is not my life. He always would come find me. So,
He used to hit me with them.
I got those in real life. That's what's crazy. Like, he'd give me a piece of paper, like, you read it. I'm not going to tell you. You read it. Like, this is what he's telling me. And he's giving me them hard, You know what I mean? So I'm getting these in real life. And, There came a time where someone asked me if I had his information, so I got a card from him, gave it to him, and it turns out I was the keynote. I introduced him. He was a keynote speaker in Indiana State. So I actually was a person. I talked for about 10 or 15 minutes about him, how we met and all that, and I introduced him as a speaker. We also sat at the table with him, and we had dinner with him that night, my mother, a couple other people. So after that, like, I got a chance to sit with him after the speaking engagement. And he was just like, yeah, man, so what's up, young fella? How you been? Blah, 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 blah. So long story short, man, like, I'm not saying, like, that's my best friend or he know me when he sees me in the crowd. But we had, like, a connection, right?
He probably does know you when he sees you in the crowd, though.
At that point, after all of that, had I saw him again before he passed, he probably would have been like, "What's up, young fella?" You know, that type of thing. So he's an icon, though, man. He's a living legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, I think he's done more than enough at 84.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Shout out to Dick Gregory, man. He's definitely a OG, man. And yeah, I didn't even talk about the comedic side, like how he broke down so many barriers for black comedians, right? So
I might have a Dick Gregory record or two.
Keep it.
In the collection.
Keep it, man.
It's possible. Yeah. Like, I might.
Yeah, he's an OG, man. So
he even had a diet at one point in time, didn't he?
Bohemian Diet.
Yeah.
You remember when on House Party.
Yeah.
And he's talking about Peanut, give me some of that Dick Gregory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dude used to be he was a lot more heavy set, like back in the '60s. He got skinnier as he got older. Health nut, man, talking about drinking water and the importance of all that. So yeah, man, it's sad to see him pass, but you know, he's 84, lived a long life, activist, so you know, let him rest.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Dick Gregory.
Yeah, he's an OG, man. So rest in peace to my man Dick. That's what I call him. Rest in peace to my man Dick. He definitely was the homie. Moving on, we can go to a little music. The Trees Festival.
Yeah.
Coming to Indianapolis. A lot of local artists.
That's not coming. It's
It's here. Just from here and just stays here.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Here.
I apologize.
Not in the.
It is a Indianapolis music festival. There you started
go.
Here.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about
right
that?
Here.
Right here. Year three.
This is the third year. Yes.
I was only in it last year. I wasn't in it the first year. So.
This is supposed to be the final lap, but I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see that, man, actually.
I think the word is essentially this is Oreo's last year.
Organizing everything?
Organizing everything.
Okay.
So, but it still may surface next year. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's a good event, man. Multiple performances going on. There's a huge list. Mm-hmm. I think it's Trees. Is it trees.com?
Yeah, I think, but you can also go to Trees. It's Trece. Do317.com.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do317 is sponsoring. They're sponsors, but they're also, they put together the schedule, so you can go on their website and kind of put your schedule together, see who's playing where, and check all those times out. So, yeah, I think there's a handful of stages. You know, they're going to be at the Hi-Fi Pioneer,
White Rabbit,
Square Cat Vinyl.
Thunder,
Fountain,
Thunderbird,
Fountain Plaza.
Yeah.
That's where we'll be.
We'll be in the plaza, yep. Bringing down the bands. Got a stage with Decademics there.
Shout out to DJ Metronome.
Yep.
Quick side note there before we keep going. DJ Metronome, I hope you're watching this episode. I owe you in a game of horse. what did we play? NOH.
We played NOH. Yeah, a game of new old heads.
Yeah. So. You know, he caught me after hosting a Red Bull event.
Man,
here we go.
I've been walking around all day. I was hoarse. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm old, so I can't walk around all day talking on the mic all day. And he's like, hey, let's play horse now, right now. So I owe you.
Deflect it.
Yeah, I owe you, Mr. Metronome. We need to play another game of NOH. I will not lose this time. I'm very competitive. It killed me that you went live. It actually beat me in NOH.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm coming for you, fam. But
I'm coming for you, fam.
Yeah, but back to Trees. Yeah, Trees is dope, though. I think it's good to see a lot of local artists that you may or may not know. For me, it's always very informative. I get to see people that I hear about.
Yeah.
Or you guys are more well-versed in that. I'm still learning. But there's a lot of people that I get a chance to meet that I didn't know. And get to watch perform.
It's a great artist, even if you're not an artist.
Right.
Like performing, if you didn't get invited for space reasons or whatever. You know, it's a good place to come and kind of build with people. And that's something I've always said about all festivals. You know, like I realized that with A3C first time Clarence and I went. You know, you just meet people. You know, and sometimes those relationships are more important than your actual performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you go play a 10-minute set. You know, people may see you, they may not, but you have the rest of the day to go check other people out and build those relationships. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'll be good. It will be good.
So we have, and I think my set is at 8:30 in Fountain Plaza.
8
o'clock, sorry. 8 o'clock at Fountain Plaza. You are going?
7. Yep.
Diff for Tommy.
4:30.
4:30.
Yeah, so we're alternating. I think we may have said this in the past, but it's DJ, producer. Every 30 minutes we swap from a producer set to a DJ set. So, should be good.
Yeah, I'm excited. So
it's lit.
It's lit.
So get your tickets. I think they're still selling them online.
$15.
$15, if I'm not mistaken.
Also, they just announced the special, they call it the G-Note speaker.
Yes.
Very first. So Andrew Barber's coming down from, he's an Indiana bred person.
Yes.
Fella Anderson.
Yes, sir.
But he's coming down to be the special speaker at the Hi-Fi from like, is it like 2
3
to 5?
His starts at 3.
3 to 5 or something like that.
Gabby Love on the 1s and 2. Shout out to DJ Gabby Love. I think she's DJing that event.
And I think Indiana Jones had a...
He was on Sirius with them, wasn't he?
Well, he put together a 2-hour Indiana mix.
I didn't get to catch it. I was trying to listen.
It was late.
Yeah, so. And it was two other DJs, I think, before his set actually started. So I missed it.
Yeah, so but he put the set together and then... or he played that on last Sunday. So, but yeah, that should be good for artists and people that want to get, I think it's like $5 maybe to get into.
Yeah, Barbara.
I think it's just with your artist badge.
Or your artist badge gets you in.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a cover if you don't have one, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But yeah, Barbara has a wealth of knowledge, man. He's been blogging for so long with Fake Sure Drive and Grammy Board now. So.
Right.
Yeah, y'all went to school with him, right?
Yeah.
He's
a
couple years older than me.
Yeah, I knew him in high school. He was a Wu-Tang head, like that type of dude, but he knew the No Limit type stuff as well. So, you know, and then he had started Fake Sure Drive, and I'm like, dude. He's like, yeah, it's just a blog, man, something I'm doing. I love hip-hop. Fast forward, now he's everywhere. So
That's
the homie, man. He's doing a great job. I'm proud of him. It'd be good to see him. So if anybody's in the area, definitely come out. You want to hear him. He's got jewels. He's the place to go. He's the place to go in terms of that music and knowledge in Chicago. And very well plugged, and he deserved it. He's worked hard. So shout out to the homie. Be good to see him.
Yeah, I think we got, what, Strong Roots?
Yes.
Shout out to Strong Roots.
Shout out to Strong Roots.
Cut Camp at 11.
Yes.
Cut Camp at 11:30.
11:30.
So Cut Camp.
11:30. Pioneer.
For everybody that doesn't know, can you run down the roster spools for Cut Camp?
Cut Camp is Hinks Jones, which is Lone, and Grits.
Yep.
And then it's Scoot Dubs.
Yep.
Black Eddie, Proforms, which is Joe Harvey, Skits, Ace One, and myself. And then TR, who was, where's he at now? He's out in...
He's in Durham.
Durham.
Shout out to TR. Yep.
Video camera guy. Yeah. Extraordinaire. But we are Cut Camp, man.
He does this every time.
And then there's also
every time it's too late.
I was just waiting for it.
No, it's too late. He already lost. Can we get? Terrible.
Don't even say it.
Because here's a bad.
Keep moving.
DJ no, we can't.
I'm not.
No. We don't honor that.
No.
DJ J.
Here's what's bad about this.
No.
What episode is this? For the podcast?
Because he's done it again. He's done it on one of the prior episodes.
I know, but what I'm saying
is, funny about it.
How can you see somebody once a week, right, for a podcast, and you already were a part of something prior to the podcast, and he still can't remember you?
Can't even remember.
In all honesty.
Hit him with
shitty
it again.
Thing.
He
hit
said
hit him with it again.
Hit him with it again. Go ahead.
I deserve
terrible.
It. I deserve it. All right.
It's a crying shame.
That's called owning it. That's called owning it, Mike. Just so you know. In all honesty, Terry and I are the DJs of Cut Camp, and I have forgotten. But in all honesty, like we've maybe DJed together at Cut Camp shows 3 times.
TR doesn't even live here.
I know, but TR did. He used to do all the.
I was like, yes, TR. I was like, Spool, so tell me about Cut Camp. He's like, TR, he don't even live here anymore. Man, oh man.
But we're mostly a group of creatives at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Last time, it's funny creative. Because last time he even said Kyle.
My brother?
Yeah, he said Kyle.
Shout out to Kyle. That's the homie. Shout out to Kyle.
Wow.
Welcome to Cut
Camp. Commander Poppin' Fresh.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll just be chilling in the like, cut.
I go.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your talent.
Yeah. Mike's the honorary member.
I am. I'm honorary. Yes. I rocks with Cut Camp.
Yeah.
And DJ J Diff. And Print.
See how he said and DJ J Diff?
Yeah. I'm on separate entity.
I'm just following suit from a member from Cut Camp.
Maybe 3 times we've ever.
No, see, now you're becoming a deflection king.
Columbus. Hey, I already owned it. I'm just saying. He did own it.
That's when
you get. We did a whole mix together.
Columbus. Yeah, 5.5 years ago when we started this, we did a mix together. Columbus.
I'm just gonna sip my drink.
That's a, you need the Terry Squawk for that one.
Yeah, Columbus.
We got that. Amazing.
Yeah, just in Columbus, yep. Pretty much.
Shout out to the Terry Squawk. I'm gonna love the Terry.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of
I knew he was gonna do it though. I was looking at
because Terry's my dude. Like Terry's my dude. Like Terry is my man. $100,000.
You know we fool with
and
DJ
I always do. I always for some reason.
He'll tell you I campaign. Like I'll be the first to say, man, you need a little more love out here on these sets out here because he's a very very dope DJ.
You was out there trying to holler though on past Friday, wasn't you? You what? Shooting your shot at Wine After Work.
Did I take a couple jumpers at Wine After
you
Work?
You might have.
Oh, no, man. We had a couple.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a good vibe.
Yeah?
I might have taken a couple.
Shine might. I seen Shine.
I took a couple jumpers.
Shine was, somebody was on Shine and heavy.
Heavy.
Are you saying you're a DJ?
Sometimes.
He DJs. Yeah.
Somebody was on Shine heavy. He was by the bar. Somebody, really? Somebody was giving it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I don't read social cues, so if that was happening, then there it is.
Yeah, he was
heavy though.
I was behind the deck, so I was like, "Look at Shine over here."
Y'all got to be more intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took a couple jumpers though, but it's cool though, man. It's all about when you shoot jumpers, you get a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what, Mike? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Well, you better talk that talk, Spools.
That was Wayne Gretzky.
That's it right there. You
said that, by the way. Hey, y'all remember
that
cartoon though? All stars had Wayne Gretzky,
Bo Jackson,
and Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, and there was one other player.
Was it Howie Long?
Kent?
No,
it wasn't Ken Griffey. He was younger. Who's
Bo
the fourth
Jackson,
player?
Michael Jackson, Wayne Michael Jordan, rather
Wayne Gretzky. I feel like I'm missing somebody that's very very big.
Yeah,
John Paxton.
That's it.
It was John Paxton. Yeah,
that's it.
First of all,
it was actually Craig Hodges.
I was going to say Craig, but I didn't want to disrespect
him. I thought
him.
It was AC Green.
Hey, speaking of Craig Hodges, this is
it's John
random
Paxton,
thought.
Sir.
Did you know, do you guys remember when Craig Hodges, he had won the three-point contest one year, right?
Yep.
The next season, like, he wasn't playing for a team.
Right.
Which is crazy.
But he still did end
That's
up coming
he,
back
he
and
protested.
Wearing, like, this weird jersey and still doing the three-point competition.
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember him still doing the three-point competition.
Yeah. Yep.
That is true. I don't know if there's video for it, but.
I remember
Dick Spools
it,
is right on that
he was standing up for his rights back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that protest.
I think that's what it was. I don't
see,
remember exactly
was,
what it was.
There's something along those lines.
Because Hodges was kind of along the lines of Abdul Rauf. Like it's not that he was Muslim, but it was something that he was adamant about in terms of his protest. What that was, I can't remember, but I remember Abdul Rauf.
Like, I'm going to look that up real
quick. That was a story. Could you imagine that now? You know what I'm saying? Like in terms of how crazy it is now?
I will say that is the good thing from social media and being able to access things so fast.
The platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're able to know what's going on a lot, like you said, faster than we would back in the past.
A lot faster.
Back then, you're waiting for it to come on like SportsCenter or a SportsCenter wasn't even as big back then. So it would be on like ABC or NBC Sports. You know what I'm saying?
It's political views.
Political, yeah. So that's one thing I can say that is good about the whole social media thing.
Yeah.
Well,
That's definitely positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's pros and cons to everything. It's like the internet. Like the internet is a pro because you can get your music out, right? How fast you can get it out and consumers and how fast people can get it. But the cons are everybody can do that. So it's like, we get a lot of watered down material. So I feel you. I think it is dope that we can
put that way in absolutely every facet.
What is the guy though?
What
internet
is what?
Related really.
So, yeah. I agree, Spoof.
What is that dude? You posted a video of this kid.
Oh man. Ill Brown is
gonna
Ill Brown is gonna love that
is
we
that what his name
about
was?
Yes.
Lands, L-A-N-Z-E.
Yes.
Man
from Ohio.
He looks like he's possessed.
I shouldn't have posted it, but I post stuff like that to make a point. And everybody gets mad at me, and this is why now I put the, in quotations, walks away like an old man with my walking stick. Because when I say and I quote, "Rap is becoming a fad. Everybody gets mad at me. Oh, no, it's the essence. It's the this. It's breakdancing. It's..." None of that matters. Mm-mm. Music, hip hop, is becoming a fad. Videos like that only confirm and strengthen my argument, because it's not about skill. It's not about wanting to be a rapper. It's not about being inspired by anybody. It's about being stupid on the camera and trying to get as many views as possible. Period. Period.
Reddit. What is he saying?
Mark my words. Somebody is going to scoop him up and push that. I can assure you. And we will revisit this.
Little
I guarantee
ugly
it's going to happen.
Dude.
Eyes this big. It's like, dude, what you on? Like, you know what I mean?
Is he doper than Lil Pump, though?
Man.
I thought we...
I don't think this dude...
We're Sean Price when you need him.
Man, shout out to Sean Price. We need a Sean Price sound effect. Thank you.
Smack you saying, fire out of these kids, man.
Talk that talk. I was just going to go back to the... I've been reading this Craig Hodges thing here. It was based upon his support of Muslims.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
and but it was political as well.
Okay.
This is actually a really good article about his days back then, but
Craig Hodges was dope too.
He was a shooter, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bulls kept shooters.
Oh, yeah.
Notice Jordan didn't do it all by himself.
Don't get me started on that. We'll be here all night. Diff made
Oh, man. Yeah,
Diff,
let's not.
Diff made a good point. He brought something to my attention. We were talking about new music. And it was about Dave East, who I like. Spools.
I do like Dave East.
Lone?
He's all right.
Okay. So Dave East dropped a project, and I'm trying to pull it up on Spotify.
I like Dave B. He's from Seattle.
I see. Okay. Shout out to Dave B. I have to do my homework. Dave East dropped a project entitled Paranoia, A True Story. So Dave East, small background, I guess, is an artist that was getting pubbed by Nas, and he can rap. Like, he lyrically, he's dope. Like, he's cut from that cloth, if you will. But Terry brought a good point, and I'll let him talk about it. But he made a good point about this most recent release. Diff, remember the conversation we had talking about
yeah,
Dave East?
Like, I really like Dave East. I've actually kind of... He's been one of the dudes. I've been like, well, he's dropping good stuff. He was one of the freshmen of 2016.
Double XL, yep.
Yeah, Double XL freshman 2016.
Nas put him on, right?
Yeah, Nas. He's on, what's Nas's group?
Is that Mass Appeal?
Mass Appeal.
Mass Appeal. Shout out to Mass Appeal.
He had a couple nice projects that he put out.
Right.
This past one that just dropped this previous week is, it's like... All right, so the thing is, what is it about artists once they want to kind of get to that next level? It's like they kind of lose themselves to try to become something else or have a certain sound. Because I think that's exactly what he did with this album.
I agree.
The first single that I heard from him was with Chris Brown. Nothing against Chris Brown.
Very talented.
But any of his other songs that I had heard in the past... It was not a Chris Brown featured song.
Right.
So automatically, to me, when you get a Chris Brown or somebody like that on your song, you're trying to get to that radio level or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
which
it is.
There's, I don't think anything's wrong with that. But if it compromises your sound to where you don't even... It does. I don't like his project, this past project. Yeah. I'm going to just be frank about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It might be a couple songs on there that are cool, but I can tell that he's trying to use that formula to propel himself to the next level. I even saw a song that featured Nas. I'm thinking I'm hearing Nas rapping.
Didn't have a verse.
Nas is just talking on this song.
Interesting.
So,
Lone jump in from an artist standpoint in terms of, I guess those artists trying to, at the end of the day, it's about getting that paper, right? Will we agree?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying in general. In
look
terms
at it.
Of,
look at it like this.
Go ahead.
If you, this little thing we have right here, right?
Yep.
So Dave started down here. He's been grinding all this time, making this music. He's moving slowly up. He's finally getting recognized to a certain point, and now he's at a point to where he can reach out to a Chris Brown. He can reach out to these people because he's got enough clout.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
He can get those people on that song.
Right.
Why don't you do that? Why? Well, because people want to be up here. And the fastest way to get up there is to get one of those people, because it's going to scoot you up there like that.
That's fair.
Could he continually have went slow all the way up? Yeah, probably. He probably could have done it that way, but, you know.
He'll need to follow it up with a lot more, because a single from Chris Brown, or with Chris Brown on it, isn't just going to, like, make it, you know what I mean, obviously, for him.
Yeah.
He's going to need to continue to, like, if you, to your point, he wants to continue to go that route, he's going to have to keep. It's going to have to be Dave East and DJ Khaled, and it's going to have to be, like, Dave, you know, like, cats that maybe you wouldn't have thought.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, based on Dave East's material, and I liked a couple of his first projects a lot. I bought one of them.
But you know how many people like Chris Brown? Like how many Chris Brown?
It's got to be the right formula, though. So like,
yeah, I understand why it benefits him. It's just he's going to have to, like, if that's the lane you're going to go in, if that's what you really want to do, you're going to have to kind of continue to get poppy, I guess,
to continue it.
Or you can be like, oh shit, that didn't work, and get your ass back in like the lane that we all like, but you know what I mean, or like that I like.
Hold on, real quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Which is dope rhyming, like the need to be, not be popular, but to be good at. Dave rhymed like he cared a lot about what he was saying.
Yeah,
you know. So
to me, it sounds forced. This Chris Brown song with him sounds forced.
Yeah.
So right now on the radio, you have what's his name? With a
Young Water Vessel?
Nah, not Water Vessel.
Oh,
talking about Gold Link?
Nope, not Gold Link.
NBA Youngboy?
Nah, he's on MMG. I don't know why I'm missing his
Wale.
Nah, not Wale. The other one.
Meek? The cat from
Meek
Ohio.
Mill.
Oh,
Meek Mill. Yeah. Sorry. So Meek has the song with Chris Brown on the charts right now, which is hot. It's doing very good. But he followed that radio formula. The song sounds like a radio song. The song that Dave East has with Chris Brown, it sounds like a radio song,
right,
but it's not as good as the Meek Mill song.
Hmm.
So if you're dropping that at the same time, Meek Mill is a more established artist than you. Meek Mill does have pop records or songs that are on the radio, to me, his albums don't sound like he's trying. You know, does that make sense to you?
Oh, Dave East and Meek Mill are different types of rappers.
Completely different.
Yeah.
At least I thought so. You know, maybe up until now.
But the thing is, though, I'm coming back to you. On the Breakfast Club, he said, and he made a point, he was like, I think I'm one of the guys that bridged the gap, because Charlamagne mentioned something about him being one of the guys that can still be New York over today's sound, 808. He talked about working with 808 Mafia and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind, he's thinking, I'm still New York with my sound in terms of me and my bars and my rapping, but it's under a different palette with the production, because it's more of the modern, or I'm not going to say modern, I'm going to say the popular style of production.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when he explained it, that was his angle. That's cool. I understand where you're going with that. I don't know if that technically works for him.
Now, I don't think so.
But I think he, to this point, I think he actually went into this project like, yo, I'm going to do this album this way.
Mm-hmm.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Like, some people will be like, oh, it's growth, I'm trying to expand. I think he really was like, yo, they're putting the bag behind me now. I'm building my name up. I got the Nas cosign.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. So now I'm going to go into this album this way. Will that affect him and help him get that bag? Sure. Is his product going to suffer? We have to wait and see.
I mean, that's the thing. It might lead him to a whole nother fan base.
I think it will when you get Chris Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, is the material going to be something that sticks in the long run?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that meat and potatoes.
Right.
Like the records that's gone.
And I think his last couple projects, you know, I've gone back and listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so I haven't listened to this new Dave East yet. I want to check it out. See if I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, I would definitely listen to it, but it's just not.
It's what Terry described from my first run. It's what Terry described.
You know what I liked about hearing Kendrick with, like, the Mike Will Made It beats? Because I don't know if Mike Will's in, like, I don't think he's like an 808 Mafia dude, but he's like an Atlanta trap producer.
Oh, no question.
Right?
Yeah.
was that Kendrick murdered those beats, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that, like, that's what I was going
to
say, too.
He didn't compromise to the point you made before. His style, his abilities.
He still bodied
This them. Is what I'll say about Kendrick, though, and Kendrick is very good at this. Kendrick has had a feature from somebody on all of his national releases. So on Good Kid, Mad City, he had Drake.
MC8.
Well, I'm not even talking about an MCA.
That song was cold, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I'm talking like a pop artist. Oh, gotcha. Pretty okay. much, yeah. as far as feature. So he had Drake on Good Kid, Mad City.
He had Rihanna.
He had Rihanna. I think he's had Rihanna was twice, nice. Right?
Yeah, she was just on Damn. Mm-hmm.
But what Kendrick does, which shows type of artist he is, he brings his kind of, not to even say he dumbs it down, but he makes it.
He makes them sound better.
Right.
In a yes. way.
He approaches it more simplistically when he has that cut that's going to be on the radio. Mm-hmm. And every one of those songs go on the radio and they do well on the radio.
Yeah.
Because he's following that format and he's doing it well.
Right.
Dave East, I don't think enough people know him yet.
Right.
Which that doesn't mean that he can't have one of those features.
Not at all.
But when you do it, I just think it needs to be done a little better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean,
at least make it stick. Make it be a song. Like the Kendrick and Rihanna songs, I can hear that in my head right now.
Yeah.
It's sticking.
Yeah, that's a good record. Yeah, I like that joint. Yeah.
You got to make it. Loyalty joint.
Loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty. Even the Meek Mill joint is sticking. I can hear that in my head right now.
Oh, that was the remake of
Tony. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great concept, great idea. It worked.
Yeah.
So, and to your point, Meek has the platform, well, we'll say the experience
mm-hmm.
to be able to, I guess, pull that record off. Now, this is not a session where I'm just hating on Dave East.
Nah, not
it's
at
just,
all.
It's just a good observation in terms of the difference between his previous projects and versus what this one sounds like now. Now, I could go back. I'm going to run it again a couple more times. I could come back 3 weeks and be like, yo, it's heat. But that's the first thing that jumped out to me.
So you don't look at it as like, oh, he's growing in a different way.
No, this it's is
like,
not growth.
This is like, oh, I'm going to try yes. this pop angle.
I could be wrong, but in my humble opinion, I think this is a, we're going to try this.
Gotcha.
I don't think this is growth.
I wonder if part of that for folks like us is because we wanted Dave to be something else.
It could be bias. It could be bias.
Probably has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, yep. I did.
It could be
when
bias.
I heard him and I saw it, I, to your point, that 2016 freshman class cover is like, you know, everybody joked about how ridiculous it was. That was with one with, like, Uzi Vert and Yachty and, like, it was, you know.
It was like, thank the Lord for Dave East was on
Anderson
there.
Anderson Paak was on there.
Which yeah. he shouldn't have been.
Anderson yeah. Paak and Dave East were about it, right? And G Lil Herbo
Dickie.
From
Lil Dicky. Yeah.
I like Lil Dicky, my cousin.
And then Herbo from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I didn't think Dave East was getting the shine and the recognition he deserved for being as good as he was then because of how bad all the other cats were. How much everybody was making fun of those dudes, right?
Right,
I agree.
So to the point I made before, I wanted him to be like the, you know, the dope MC of the bunch. You know what I mean? Like yeah. the dude that's you know.
And he's still nice. It's just, to Lone's point,
I got to listen to this project.
I don't see yeah. this as a growth album.
Yeah.
I see this as a planned album.
I literally seen, this is how I group Dave East. I kind of group Dave East with West Side Gunn and Conway.
Okay.
In a sense. You know what I'm saying? Before this album. I don't know if y'all feel the same way. I mean, he doesn't have the same flow.
No,
but it was
like,
more.
He's always been more poppy to me. Like this Dave's always been kind of poppy to me, though.
Really?
In comparison to West Side Gunn and Conway, yeah.
But there's songs on his last projects.
That was grimy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I liked about sides. Dave East. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that KD song is kind of, it's grimy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But it's catchy, too, at the same time. You know what I mean? But I mean, definitely,
he dope, though,
I see them in the same realm as far as the type of underground popularity that they had, I guess, right? That has slowly become more of a mainstream
mm-hmm.
or is becoming more of a mainstream popular. I see them similar in that. But as far as like, I always, I like West Side Gunn and Conway a lot better. before hearing about this new album about Davies, just because of their raw, like, yeah, you know what I mean? That's I don't know.
I don't see West Side Gun and Conway doing a Let's Try It album anytime soon. Mm-mm.
And I've heard a lot of Davies songs, you know, just all the music I go through. He puts out music all the time.
He does.
And I really like about half the stuff he puts out.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know,
that's fair. I mean, it's
like
your opinion.
Some of the
that's
stuff
fair.
Is like, oh, I like this. Others yeah. like, yeah, it's cool. Whatever.
I think but. He nice. It's just this project caught me off guard at first glance, first mm-hmm. listen.
So mm-hmm. let's talk about grimy music and another album that dropped.
Sean Price.
Yes.
Imperial Rex, I believe, effect. Right?
Imperious.
Yeah, we need Imperious Rex. Is that it?
Yeah.
Can we get the effect, the Sean Price effect for Apartheid? Yes. Yo, man. That album is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that album is cold, man. I can't describe it any other way. It's grimy. It's pee. It's gutter.
He got his wife and his daughter featured on that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy,
he got
bro.
Some great features on that.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Solid like production.
Buckshot. Freeways on it.
Yep. Prodigy's got one of his Prodigy. Last verses
and
on
Styles,
there.
Styles.
Industry yeah. Rule 4080 something.
Yep.
So he started a rap.
Yep.
He did the best flex skit I've ever heard, man. Like, shout out to yes, his flex
your PayPal
rant.
PayPal is trash.
Hey, his flex rant was I was proud.
Yeah,
as a flex part time flex impersonator, I was very proud.
Yeah. You do that on the weekends.
Yeah, every once in a while,
they cut the check for you.
Yeah, they'll ask me like to go out back behind the hi-fi and do it. I'll do it.
They cut a check.
Yeah, I just put the bomb on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's
we
up.
We've seen you with this.
Yeah, man. That album was cold. The homie
Your
Sully,
website is trash. Sorry.
The homie Sully out from Chicago. He lives in LA now. We know Sully for a while. He dropped Six Wings Hard.
Six piece Fried Hard.
Fried Hard. It's an EP.
With Doc the Mindbender.
Yes. It. Pretty dope project.
Yeah. Y'all awesome. Want the yeah. mild sauce on y'all Six Wings?
No, I need hot sauce, lemon pepper for me.
You need hot?
Yeah, lemon pepper. Hot
Word?
Sauce. Yeah, no question.
From Harold's?
Stop it. That's how you eat it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think Status Quo says that.
Well, good for Status Quo.
Gotcha.
We got a name on the hat here for No Bad Ideas.
Mayonnaise nope. is spicy.
Chicken sounds really good.
Mayonnaise is spicy.
Chicken sounds really good.
It does.
Too bad I'm not eating chicken right now.
Nor am I.
There's no name on this, but it's an Oddities joint.
We've joint. Already actually talked about that hat. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. This was the flip hat, wasn't
yeah.
it?
We
flipped this is going to be Mike's 37th.
We talked about
37th,
it.
Okay.
37th,
so
no
did,
bad
did you want to talk
hat.
About anything else?
Well, we didn't
Sean?
Feature it. We just talked about it because y'all decided y'all wanted to talk about it. Remember that? Yeah.
Is that the one you guys flipped for?
Yeah.
Spool's trying to inject poison.
I think we had caught the name of it.
39th?
Spool's trying to inject poison. We're going to ignore that. Go ahead.
39th, no bad ideas hat.
I don't. What?
He's
this
talking
is Mike's
me.
39th No Bad Ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've had 43 episodes and he's gotten 39 of that.
Oh.
I've got zero.
Okay. Yep. Awkward. Go
I'm
ahead.
Wearing a No
it
Bad
is
Ideas
awkward,
shirt.
Awkward, Mike.
Though.
It isn't it?
Yeah. Shout out to No Bad Ideas. Coleman Dental.
Yep. Coleman.
You know.
No Bad Ideas. Diaz hats are fresh, though.
They are.
Like, every time I got one on, people were like, where'd you get that hat?
I've had a few.
Yeah,
yeah, man, we definitely appreciate them. Coleman Dental as well. Like, people don't understand how important it is to keep your teeth right. Cause
get your teeth
cavities,
right.
Cavities and fillings and all that, and I'm not about that action. So, yeah, shout out to Coleman Dental. They definitely look out for us.
Go see the Rock and Roll Doc over in Broad Ripple.
Mm.
Happy birthday, GZA.
Yes.
Real quick, I know
51?
We're getting...
51?
That's right, I believe. A couple of your favorite Wu-Tang albums.
We got a minute. Favorite Wu-Tang album.
Or albums, couple that come
Supreme
to mind.
Supreme Clientele.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 53 seconds.
I'd have to probably say Supreme Clientele.
Spool.
Probably Cuban Links is one of the
Cuban
first
Links.
Ones.
I think I'm going to go Supreme Clientele.
Or Takao. Mm. I really like Takao.
Takao is really good, too. I like Liquid Swords a lot.
I do, too.
Oh, I forgot
I like
about
Beneath
that.
The Surface a lot, too.
It's really good, too.
That's a slept on.
It is.
Liquid Swords, though.
GZA album.
Yeah.
I'm still.
No, RZA, I'm sorry.
I'm still
Liquid
gonna
Swords
say
no. It was just I'm sorry. Yeah,
I think I'm still gonna say Supreme Clientele.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know what though? Iron Man is. If you think
Iron
about
Man
it,
is extremely good. Man.
Fish is.
Yes. Yep.
Mine
that's
are
one
like
of their best
Supreme,
songs ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Fish is. Produced.
Fish is one of their best records ever.
Yeah, that's my favorite song on that album. But I think close to that, which may be a sleeper, is Inspector Deck's Uncontrolled, Substance was a really dope album.
Yes, it was. So. Yes, it was. I think I'm going to go Supreme Clientele. It can change because, you know, they got
depends on the day of the week.
Yep. Yes, sir. Episode 43, we're going to wrap it up. For Longevity, DJ J Diff, DJ Spools, I am Major 7th. Make sure you visit bringitdowntheband.com. Search No Bad Ideas. I'm sorry, the New Old Heads Podcast. And we have stickers, we got buttons, we got Patreon. Visit us, check us out. We are looking for subscribers. We are growing, and we appreciate the new subscribers.
Yes, very much.
And we will see you next week for episode 44. Peace.
Peace.
Your Printfinity got t-shirts.
Yes.